Smiles illumine my life. Tears sweeten my heart. If there is no regularity, no punctuality, then our prayers and meditations will produce next to no results. A dry mind I was. A dew heart I am. We are bound to be attacked by a swarm of worries and anxieties if our prayers and meditations are not sincere. We are undoubtedly victims of our doubting and suspicious mind. Physical illness cannot destroy the beauty and fragrance of our soul. Alas, we are afraid of our own heights, not to speak of God's highest heights. A desire mind is a disaster life. Faith and patience are twins. Only our friendship with God never ends. My life desires cease only to increase my heart speed. Oh, my frustration mind, why, for God's sake, do I have to see you everywhere? My compassionate Lord Supreme, why is it so difficult for you to appear before me here and now? Why? The stronger the aspiration, the closer the destination. Alas, when will I be able to tell my Master that he is my only Saviour? When? A desire mind is eager to enjoy supremacy. An aspiration heart is eager to enjoy intimacy. If my God obedience needs to ask why, then it is the worst possible God obedience. At God's choice hour, everything is revealed. Nothing can remain concealed. My Lord Supreme dearly loves God willingness and God eagerness seekers. If I live inside my inner heart, then for me there can be no stranger. When I see God shedding tears for my misdeeds, I ask myself, is it really worth repeating my blunders? Expectation prisoners are the worst possible sufferers. My heart, just give the world what it wants and then move on immediately. Lethargy is terribly afraid of my aspiration life. My heart does not push or pull my mind, but my mind deliberately pushes my heart every single day. On earth, I do not think there can be anything certain. in doubt soil, an aspiration plant can never grow. Once we accept the spiritual life, silence has to be our most precious friend. Three more steps. Two more steps. One more step. And never stop. Man calls. God pretends to be fast asleep. God calls. Man is really fast asleep. Tomorrow must forget today if tomorrow wants to make progress. God's compassion wish we must take as seriously as possible. Our excuse list is our worst enemy. God's tears purify my very existence in the twinkling of an eye. Impossibility I see no more in God's requests. How dangerous ignorance is, we come to learn only when we live in light. The real love of God has broken calendar time. May my heart tears wash my Lord's feet every morning and every evening. God is never tired of answering my questions, but I become tired of listening to his answers after a fleeting minute. God asks man to listen. Man's unwillingness surprises him. My happiness days are not for my enjoyment, but for my enlightenment. God preserves my heart tears most happily and most proudly. The human in us wants to have a mind of power. The divine in us wishes to have a heart of love. If you cannot come out of ignorance night, then ask God for help. He will definitely come to your rescue. Quite often we are totally unconscious of ignorance fetters that hold us down. If I am a good seeker, then I shall fulfill God's command sooner than the soonest. I must practice my heart exercises every morning and every evening. To my extreme joy, my heart tears are radically changing my life. Optimism and enthusiasm are synonymous. God's victory is the universal language of all oneness hearts. An optimist extols himself. A pessimist buries himself. Alas, I find myself caught between earth's interference and heaven's indifference. anything we do selflessly is bound to give us enormous joy. I see God dancing behind my smiling. My unconditional surrender to God's will is a giant step towards world elevation. My mind does not know where my heart garden lives. If you are in love with yourself, God will never be able to accept you in his love-flooded army. On earth, God's only food is the smiles of his children. Every day, God wants me to weave at least one love garland for him. I know who I am when I am on stage, but I do not know who I am when I am off stage. Just because God is my real friend, my only friend, he does not want me to remain in ignorance sleep. The silence from the higher worlds answers our prayers and nurtures our progress. The inner joy is the outer dance of life. Fear and falsehood are immediate neighbors. When our longing is genuine, the beyond cannot remain a boundary. I must pray to God for his help long before the sunrise and not after. You are indeed what your mind thinks you to be. The mind doubt prison can never be for a sincere seeker. If you are on God's side, you get everything. If God is on your side, you get nothing. The mind calls it a great responsibility. The heart calls it an unparalleled opportunity. What can give us true peace? An unspoken message from God. A God gratitude heart expedites without fail our God arrival. As each good thought is a creative force, even so, each bad thought is a destructive force. A smile has to be a spontaneous fountain. Do not fix a smile on your face. My God, surrender life is the essence of my inner being. My Lord, I am so grateful to you for keeping hope within my view. Destruction life looms when we are away from God, even for a moment. Doubt is the present winner. faith is the future plus permanent winner. When the referee blows the whistle, my doubt mind crawls and my faith heart sprints. It is extremely difficult for the mind to think and to believe that God is for others as well. It is so easy for the heart to feel and to declare that God is for all and is not the sole monopoly of any individual. Just a particle of hope can give us a totally new life. If your inner cries are deep, then your outer smiles will be most powerful. I must always stay very close to my heart home. It is simply useless to roam around here, there, and everywhere. Success wants to possess and enjoy. Progress wants God's satisfaction in God's own way. My mind instigates me to see darkness in light. My heart inspires me to see light even in the darkest night. The human in me wants to test God. The divine in me longs to taste God. God's compassion eye watches me when I go out of my heart home. God's pride heart embraces me when I come back to my heart home. An unconditionally surrendered disciple is he who wins God's love and serve award. I have given my heart door key only to my Lord Supreme. A silenced mind is needed to brave the outer and inner turbulence. I must structure my daily activities lovingly, soulfully, and carefully to make my Lord Supreme happy. God most lovingly and carefully corrects my writings only when they reach sublime heights. Alas, we do not have to fan the desire flames. They automatically burn. Aspire, aspire. We must not allow the unaspiring human beings to outnumber the soulful seekers. Suddenly I see not only my Lord's heart, but also my Lord's face everywhere I go. We must not be discouraged. Quite often success roads are paved with sad failures. My Lord, do bless me with a heart of ever-climbing fragrance. We do not need God to tell us if our tears are false. Our inner cries from our inmost soul will tell us. Silence infinite we can approach if we have an indomitable will. I am still alive precisely because my Lord's compassion is infinitely more powerful than his justice. May my journey to my Lord's heart home know no return. What is love divine? Love divine is something that never loses hope. A gratitude heart is a heavenly miracle that is visible here on earth. Heaven and heaven's beauty and fragrance do exist. It is not a child's fairy tale. A burning tear comes only from a yearning heart. Alas, the tears I sleeplessly and breathlessly weep do not fall. To my greatest joy, my ancient self-doubt barriers have finally crumbled. Only God knows how devotedly, sleeplessly, and breathlessly I adore his footsteps. The rising sun and my morning meditation are extremely close friends. Spend your smiles. God will give you infinitely more. My eyes are for God's commands. My heart is for God's whispers. My soul is for God's constant satisfaction. God favors me not because I am good, not because I am perfect, but because he has chosen me out of countless human beings to be his choicest instrument. The divine will is at once beautiful and invincible. There can be no excuse for neglecting our daily meditation. God tells me that my gratitude heart has no equal. Every day I am in search of new ways to please and manifest God in his own way. Now is the time for me to end my friendship with Ignorance Night. My mind cares for happiness. My heart cares for holiness. Because of your lofty dream, you are able to expand your heart so easily. We beg God to fulfill our desires. God begs us only to give him a soulful smile. At long last, I have pleased my Lord Supreme with my hungry heart. Obedience is the fastest way to realize God. Give up expectations. New opportunities will definitely blossom. A purity mind can inspire the world considerably. May my life constantly flow with my Lord's dream-fulfilling river. No more shall I allow myself to drown in Desire River. aspiration paradise we inevitably need, and not pleasure paradise. On God's highway we shall never find a roadblock sign. Every day I must try to raise my life to a very high altitude. My faith in God is strong, but I must make it infinitely stronger. Attention, attention! God wants us to escape our mind prison cells. I must not squander my Lord's unconditional compassion smile. When my heart rings the bell of world awakening, my Lord immediately amplifies it. Alas, how long does poor God have to talk to humanity's deaf ears? I need more, infinitely more happiness inside my heart to please my Lord at every moment. If you do not please God, the supreme guest, he will stay only for a very short time. May my last breath sing only one song, the God gratitude song. Be wise. Do not pray to God to fulfill your unlit desire. I must cease to live in ignorance night. We must take the full responsibility for our Himalayan blunders. The mind wants freedom only to exercise its supremacy over the world. Smile! Smile! If you do not smile, you may suffer the attacks of the most powerful loneliness. I wish to be an instrument of God action and not an instrument of man desire. The flying wings of the morning are beckoning my aspiration heart. Faith and hesitation never go together. Each time I think of myself as a student, I feel that I am a nursery school student. I need no religion. I need only my Lord's living breath. It is extremely rare to find a constant God-attention soul. A moment's self-indulgence may create a most serious crisis in the spiritual life. My Lord leaves me only to return with infinitely more love, compassion, and concern. My heart has only one room for only one person, and that person is my Lord Beloved Supreme. You will miss the express train bound for the highest height if you do not leave the mind room immediately. The Supreme breaks his promises only for our good, and not because he is unable to keep his promises. My only joy is with God. My only friendship is with God's heart. My only fulfillment lies in the dust of my Lord Supreme's feet. My outer beauty leads me nowhere. My inner beauty starts and completes the game. My soul allows me to gaze upon my Lord Beloved Supreme only when my mind is absolutely pure. My Lord, I have no one save and except your smiles. Alas, I do not know where they are. I must never run away from the road to my destination. God does not care for my complaint list. He cares only for my world appreciation list. God does not want me to be at the very back of the hall when he lectures on spirituality. The God realization heart lives only to share its all. God wants me to destroy my desire stupidity life. If you love God for God's sake, then he will grant you a succession of victories. God vehemently dislikes a plethora of lazy excuses. God's compassion eye never remains indifferent to my heart. With meditation, our life beauty grows and our heart fragrance flows. My Lord, I promise it will never happen again, my lack of faith in you. A tiny desire plant can grow into a huge banyan tree. May my heart throb each time I get a glimpse of his nectar eye. My progress depends not on what I do, not on what I say, but only on my Lord's unconditional compassion reign. My soul gets tremendous joy and satisfaction when my heart plays the world awakening organ. I keep my heart all the time only for one individual, and that individual is my Lord Beloved Supreme. Unlike us, God never has a secret plan. My gratitude heart can only create for me a happiness universe. May my heart be sleepless in serving my Lord Supreme in every life. The more we cultivate inner poise, the sooner and clearer we hear God. Among all divine virtues, humility has no equal. When my body, my vital, my mind, and my heart live in perfect harmony, God feels that he has accomplished something extraordinary. May my God longing derive from the very breath of my purity heart. The beauty and the fragrance of surrender shall always remain immeasurable. I pray to God every day to bless me with a soul-stirring voice. My outer freedom quite often blinds my vision eye. When I have a heart of joy, God lovingly makes me his proudest toy. The heart of kindness and the mind of brightness can only elevate the world consciousness. My heart needs only a quick whisper from God to do absolutely the right thing.